The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
I keep seeing this story in the national news, and that is that the real estate boom is beginning to wind down. We're not seeing quite as much activity in real estate. Joining us right now to look at the July numbers for Southeast Michigan from RealComp, Karen Cage on the line with us right now. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning, Paul.
There seems to be a lot of conversation about sort of the end of this big real estate boom. Where are we at here locally?
Well, what we're seeing specifically in St. Clair County is although sales were down slightly in July compared to last year, the median sale price was up over 5%, which put it at about $230,000. And the days on market rose slightly to 21, which really could indicate that there's more to choose from. So buyers are taking more time in making their selection because the inventory in St. Clair County also rose about 6.5%. So we're seeing things kind of evening out a bit, where sellers are still getting good prices for their homes, but buyers are getting a better selection, more to choose from. So it's kind of a win-win across the board.
What kind of homes seem to be selling right now?
Well, I don't really have specifics on the model of the homes or the type of homes, just that we're seeing those numbers increase in those prices and inventory.
Those people that have been on the fence through this whole couple of years, wondering whether they should sell or not, what advice would you have for them now? Is this a good time to put a house on the market?
It still shows that it is a good time because, again, those prices are coming up compared to last year and even the year before. So we're seeing that steady increase in prices. I don't know how long that will last, but as long as the buyers are interested in buying, then those prices could continue to rise. Now, again, we're seeing slightly fewer sales, but when you compare this year to last year and the year before, that was a very strange time and a time we'd never been through before. So it's kind of hard to make a good comparison. So we're looking at today and what we see today, and we're seeing again that it's really a good time on both sides. Good time for buyers, because they have more to choose from, and a good time for sellers because the prices are still there.
Yeah, I mean, conventional wisdom tells us things like inflation, rising interest rates, perceptions about homes that are overvalued may be taking some of the air out of the market for sellers. But, you know, again, like you said, a couple of very strange years, and we're still, sort of experiencing the ripple effect of that, aren't we?
We are. We really are. So we're going to watch closely because, of course, one of the most common questions I get is, what about interest rates? Is that going to affect the market? And we might have seen that a little bit in the fact that the sales have declined slightly, but not enough to really set off any alarms yet. So we're going to continue to watch that and see what happens. If you're a buyer and you've been waiting, thinking, well, I want to make sure there's more to choose from, you might want to take a look now because it seems that that inventory is building a little bit and you might be in a better position to make a choice.
Talk with Karen Cage from RealComp. Anything else jump out at you as you look at the July numbers?
Well, when we look at overall, and that means in all of Southeast Michigan, again, those sales were down about 15%, which may seem like a large number, but you're comparing it to those two strange years. But the median sale price was up over 8% or just under 8%. And the inventory of homes rose all over Southeast Michigan by about 7%. So again, we're seeing good on both sides.
All right. Well, the real estate renaissance continues, doesn't it?
It does. It sure does.
All right. Karen, appreciate your insight. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
You're welcome, Paul.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.